Self-deception. All of you need to ask yourself these questions. Where do I have my secrets? Where do I secretly eat? Where do I secretly smoke? Where do I secretly do things that I do not allow anyone to know about? And if someone finds out about it, when do I have an excuse that I do it and justify its doing? It is not so much about you being able to do things or not. It is about you not honestly living your life. In not honestly living your life, you open the way for many frequencies to resonate with you in the way that you may perceive as deception, untruth, or disappointment. Not living the honest life is setting yourself up for having disappointments in your own life that come to you in a way that you perceive them as life is disappointing. We would say to you that these secrets that you hold feel like secrets. They feel like you are hiding something. It may be however small and however justified. The danger is in your justification of doing something that you are not honestly living. You keep a secret that does not look or you perceive it as a secret. We would also say to you that these deceptions and some of the most secret of secrets that you carry are so secret that you don't even know that you are deceiving yourself. It shows up in your life in a way that when you are constantly seeing the same things show up in your life, bumping into the essence of the same problem over and over and over, this is when or how you can identify that you are having a deceptive or secret life. This life is often used to keep from others the things that you judge or know are wrong. Whether they are wrong or not is really not the issue. It is that you believe that they are wrong and you hide from yourself the truth and go on with reasonable justifications as to why you should continue these behaviors. It is like the child who smokes behind his mother's back, chews gum, uses mouthwash, and comes home and pretends that he does not smoke. Where do you do something like this in your life? Also, another way that these secrets or deceptions are involved in your life is in the aspect of money or finances. Where do you justify your secret spending, your secret habits of purchasing or giving away your money, lending out your money to other people when you yourself are not financially sound? This is very important for most of you to look at because it aids in your earth life problems where you do not have the finances or wherewithal to take care of or enjoy yourself. And this deception shows up in most people's life more directly than some of the other things, such as emotional self-deception. Where do you hide your emotions or feelings and do not understand or believe that you have them in such a way that you continually bump into the same problem over and over in a relationship? Where do you do this in your friendships, in all types of relationships, and with your children? Self-deception is the art of self-destruction.